Okay. What time is it?
It is 9:05, according to the clock on the wall.
Hi, Bill.
How are you?
That just makes me sick.
No, it's not that, it's just...
Well, it does me, because he really is a good guy, but he's just got his head wrong places.
Yeah, he's just, it's something, the stuff has irritated him, and he's just bothered. Yeah. All right, all present?
Yes.
Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. Public comments for non-agenda items. Does anybody have any comments they'd like to make for something not on the agenda today? Okay. Approved minutes from regular meeting of July 7th, 2018. Would the board like them read, or does somebody want to make a motion to approve them as presented?
Have you all read them?
No, I haven't.
I make a motion to approve them.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. Reports of committees, road committee.
Okay. On the road committee, the only work we've done is we cleaned the area around the bulletin board, and we removed the big bushes that were in front of the association sign down here. I think it looks a lot better if you can see the sign when you drive up, trying to make it look clean and good. On other activities, we've had a problem with our road crew. It seems like if the project isn't one of their choosing, the help is zero. They're very selective what they do and what they don't do. Every project we do is to fill the wishes of the board. I might not agree with everything the board does, but if the board says this is what they want done, we try to get it done. The two projects we're working on is on Fern, installing the monument and widening the road to 20 feet. Our other project is putting the stop signs in at Sable and Sunview. We've had complaints about the stupidity of having three stop signs and catering, but once again, the board did approve it, and one of the major reasons was liability from people flying down that road. In the association, stop sign means look left, look right, go. It does not mean stop, unfortunately. Anyway, we wish to carry those projects out, and we're going to do it one way or another. The last thing is we're still working on the proposal to put in the concrete wash on Sand Canyon north of Horseshoe. I am convinced that the idea of the road crew doing it is ridiculous. There's way too many physical labor to do. The quality of the labor is not guaranteed, and the quality of the labor source, you know, we might not be able to do. What I have been asked is, do we need to do engineering drawings on the concrete wash? This will be of a high cost, and I would rather have Oscar's opinion. He's built numerous washes in the association, and if he tells me that's what we need, that's what we need, and it's that simple. We're going to come up with a good drawing of pouring a concrete wall on the east side with rebar, and then concrete across the road. We're going to try and put a proposal together, contact three concrete work, companies, and each have them give us quotes. So that brings us up to status on what we're doing right now. The only other complaint I had was from somebody who lives off of Fern, claiming Horseshoe Lane isn't 20 foot wide, so why should their road be 20 foot wide? And that's about it, but if they got a complaint, they don't hesitate to call me and let me know every bit of it, so.
Yeah, you can suggest to them to put it in writing to the board, and then the board can address it.
That's right.
Well, we ask them to put things in writing, we ask them to send it to the board, and I ask them to attend the meeting.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
As you look around, you can see.
I see all the people.
What it is.
Me.
Yeah, one seriously.
You know, I understand some of the people saying there should only be one stop sign on Sable, but this is a residential neighborhood. It is a 25 mile speed limit, and the stop signs are not going to limit anybody. If we ever have a bad accident there, I don't know what our liabilities are. It was pointed out to me we don't have a three-way stop on Morgan Lane and Sunview, both ends of Pasture and Sunview, but you have a lot more vision up and down the roads to see what's going on. Sable is a blind corner when people come up the hill. I'm not saying this young lady speeds up the hill, but other people have been known to do 40 and 50 right now.
Yep.
So, the board voted for it. I agree, and we're going to try and put it in. One of the things I do want to do is use an auger to put the poles in, because physically, we ain't going to make it. I mean, the road crew averages about 69, 70, and it's really hard to hand dig three holes. So I'm going to request we use the auger. The water lines that were marked up there, I believe, are non-existent, and I believe it was an action to hinder us in what we do. I don't know of a single road in the Mountain Valley Association that has a dual main, one on one side and one on the other side. I do not know of two mains running up Sable, one on one side, one on the other side. I believe we were lied to just to hinder us in what we do.
I would agree with you, however, if we use power equipment and there is a line there, we're liable for it. So, I'll be happy to help.
Fill the hole in, I'll run like hell, don't worry about it.
I'll be happy to help dig the holes. We'll see if we can get enough people and just hand dig them, that way we don't have any liability. But it is a liability if we were to hit a water line.
Okay.
Even if he's got them marked like that.
But what he has is markings on there. We moved our marks over, and they're nowhere near his lines.
But anytime you're within 2 feet, you're required to hand dig.
We're at least 2 feet away.
But I would still.
When I worked for Jane Hangline, she told me the water line ended at the house.
Right.
Just below me. She said the main water line ran all the way down Pasture and serviced everybody out there, the Rodells and Liam and then John and what have you. So that's the way it's always been. I've never known of any water lines being there.
And I would suspect that there is none. I think part of it, to defend the water company a little bit, is that he's had a few hits on his water line from people digging because he doesn't know exactly where they are, which, you know, it's his responsibility, but it's not his fault. He didn't install them. He's gun shy. So basically, if anybody wants to dig, he wants to try and mark it to where they're responsible if they hit something.
Is there a utilities map available to the public? So
there was never any accurate map of any of these systems made, period.
It was originally put in by Sneed.
Uh-huh. And there was no accurate maps.
Back in the very early 70s.
Correct.
That line that was hit was not marked.
Right.
Either he didn't call 811.
No, Edison hit one.
Actually, Edison
hit one. It was marked, but it was incorrectly marked because he was guessing where it was, which is the same thing I have to do with ours. We don't know where they are. And he's not a good guesser yet. As he learns where they are, he'll start being able to better identify them, but it takes time, and even then, it's a guessing game. We hit a bunch of lines when we were doing our own pipeline because we didn't know where they were.
Are you sure it's going to put a lot of... That's a lot of work for us
old
people.
It is. Well, that's why I say I'll be happy to help, too. We'll get some more people to help dig.
Where?
And we'll find them.
Did you ever call John Marion?
No.
Did you ever
call... But we need to call him. I don't have his number.
Yeah. Now, I've given it to you twice.
I had it. I have written down.
But we'll find some people, and it doesn't have to be all dug at one time.
Because he volunteered a while
ago. We can dig a little bit, and when we get tired, we put a cone over it, and we go back the next day and do a little more.
I do want to call him.
And keep adding water and make it easier. It's a process, but if it appeases people...
Well, one side is not going to be difficult, this going up the hill.
Yeah.
But we have to start with the one on Stable.
Yeah. And we'll get them done. It's like I said, it's a pain, but at least it limits our liability and should keep everybody happy.
How are we going to start digging a hole? We're going to have to do it a little bit at a time because it's got water in there and let it soak. Mm-hmm. And then how are we going to keep people from driving into the hole?
Put a cone over it.
It's not going to be a big hole.
No, we'll just put a traffic cone over the top of them.
Okay.
Yeah, and that works just fine. I'm getting used to doing things a little at a time because I'm getting too old to do it all at once, too. So I dig a little and go back and dig a little later.
Maybe we should buy ground-penetrating radar.
I wish that there was a reasonably priced, accurate method of finding these water lines because I would find a way to buy it because it's a headache for me. And I know it's going to be a headache for him.
Well, we know his water lines don't go up that high, so...
Yeah, we'll do the best we can. And, you know, we can hand dig them. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's just a pain.
I don't know if anybody's driven by and seen all the pretty little blue lines and
oh my
rocks
God.
And stuff. And there's places where there's no way he could have a line.
Yeah.
One more thing on the road committee. I believe that Carl has resigned. We don't really know what he's doing, but we're only going to have 4 members on the road committee for the rest of the year. I don't know what his stature is. I don't really care anymore. And I just say we go our own way and do what we're going to do. He will forever be fighting you, Randy.
Yep.
And he will forever be fighting Jason. And he'll be forever fighting false accusations against everybody.
And himself.
So I say cut our losses. His knowledge was greatly appreciated over the years. His work was greatly appreciated, but the pain in the ass factor overrides everything. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Well, I hate to turn away anybody that volunteers to do anything because it is hard to get volunteers. So I would suggest we just kind of leave it open. If he's willing to help, he can help.
That's what I was going
to
say.
If he's not willing to help, then he doesn't need to.
But doesn't he have to be, for us to cover the liability, doesn't he have to be reinstated?
Well, he's already been placed on our list of volunteers. You don't have to be on the road committee itself.
Oh, okay.
You just have to be on the list of volunteers.
I got it. Yeah.
He is on that.
So that's
okay. Gentleman who was thinking about joining the road crew, we don't have his name on
John Marion.
Well, you haven't called him yet, so I haven't put him on yet.
Yeah, and that is my fault.
Yeah,
that is my fault. I have the number and I have
it. No,
he volunteered.
Have the name but not have it.
Yeah, he's
John Marion in lot 100.
I've noticed that Travis Van Kirk and family are constantly picking up litter, walking up and down Sand Canyon, always cleaning the road. So I'd like to add their names to the road crew because they're out there working on the roads, picking up
trash. Yeah.
Don't we need to get
how to handle handle the rest of the family, but he's got three kids, four kids, they're all out there and everybody's working.
Don't we need to find out if he's interested in being on the road crew?
And I was going to say too, from a liability standpoint, if he's not, if the road crew's not directing what he does, then we probably shouldn't list him until he decides to work for the road crew.
Okay.
Or road committee, I mean.
Right. And just tell him, it's just, he could just continue picking up trash, you know.
Work is appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that we do appreciate.
And in the next newsletter, maybe that's something we make a note of, and we'll just mention that, you know, we appreciate the people that have been picking up trash.
He always tries to help us, but with five kids, a full-time job in Lancaster, church and family, he's really religious, it's, has no time to really help.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'll see if we can scrounge up enough volunteers to hand dig the holes. I know an auger would be a whole lot quicker and easier, but we just...
A metal detector wouldn't...
No, they're plastic pipes.
Oh.
So it won't, yeah.
Well, we don't really know that, do we?
Everything was put in plastic and no tracer wire, so there's no way to find them other than by digging a hole.
They were installed so many years ago, I didn't even know if they had PVC then.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody have any complaints on dirt roads?
They're getting kind of rough, especially going up Halter and over Morgan. I notice those are pretty rough.
Stable's starting to get the whoop-de-ass, too.
Well, we have to have rain in order to get it.
And as I don't see anything in the forecast,
yeah.
So I doubt it if we're going to have anything this summer. And there's no reason to do them in the fall because then we're going to have the mud season.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we're probably looking at just living with them until spring.
Yeah. And they're not real bad. They're just
they're just
certain sections.
I know. I just had the car aligned. I know.
Also, I would like to recommend that unfortunately we do need an increase in the annual dues because projects that we have far outweigh the monies that we have coming in. We need road base on a lot of roads. There's areas of Sunview, Sand Canyon we need work on. It's just all over. And if you take $10,000 to do one project, that ties the board's hands and they got no money to do anything the rest of the year. It'd be nice if we could start catching up with these projects and get ahead. So you need to talk to the annual membership and point it out. You know, the cost of fixing Horseshoe Lane where the water creek is eroding the blacktop back. They say the blacktop on Morgan Lane is going bad. We need the concrete wash on Sand Canyon. We need the dirt roads graded. We need road base. You know, it's just, it'll take a smart mind to figure out what we're going to spend it on and how to do it.
Yeah.
Prioritize.
And the association being that there's no real way, no mechanism to force the payment of dues other than going through the lien process, which is troublesome.
Costs us more.
Yeah.
Well,
the problem we've got is we can't go out and finance these big projects either because there's no guaranteed income to pay.
It seems like the nasty letters helped a lot.
Yes.
And put it in a pink envelope and
that's all we can do. It just makes it very difficult for us to go out and finance these bigger projects because that would be the other option, and you know, increase the dues and pay for it over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to apply.
It would cost more. Yeah.
Yep, it will.
Well, that's all on the future agenda too. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's about it. We're just having fun out there and enjoying ourselves. Rita has always worked really hard, and I appreciate it. No back chat.
Well, after our meeting, I'll get together with you guys, and we'll see when we can try and do some post-hole digging.
I am collecting bottles of water.
Yeah.
I had five, but Carl took off with two of them yesterday. But he'll bring them back, and so I can use them.
We'll dig them.
He can't drink the other water, so he gets water from
Get them dug. Okay, well, thank you, Bill. Rules Committee. We actually did something for a change. We haven't done much, but we did a little bit. We got a couple of agenda items here that we'll get to where we've got some suggested policies. And I put together a draft restatement of our bylaws. And I wanted to share that with the board so I can get input on anything that you'd like to see different or changed or modified. And it's a start. We've got to start somewhere on them. So I would just say take it home. Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, we can't very well read them here.
But yeah, that way, get the thought process going here, see what we want to clean up in them. And then that way we can address them at a future board meeting. I'd hope we could have put them on this annual meeting because it may have helped us get a quorum. That's something we're going to have a problem with, but we'll get to that in the next, or when we get into the rest of the items here, how we're going to get a quorum to get our annual meeting finished. But the rest of this I'll pass out when we get to those agenda items. Do you have anything else for the Rules Committee?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Reports of officers and directors. I have nothing. Does anybody else have anything to report?
I have the treasurer's report.
Okay.
This is as of yesterday. The checking balance is $13,014.16. The savings account is $17,781.21. That includes $120 from the last of our late fees that came in. So we can start all over again after this November. The signs are all paid for, and that came to $1,440.46. Then we had to buy cement, marking paint, nuts, bolts, and stuff like that, et cetera, for the signs. I bought stamps and office supplies, and it came to $199.29. The $1,440.46 is paid, but we haven't got the bill yet for the other, and that's what I have.
Thank you. Anything else? Any other reports?
Oh, I might add that there are checks coming in, and we'll have more.
I was going to say, you have another late payment in the...
Okay, but that's just one. Yeah, that's $12 more.
Okay. That brings us to number 7, update on the election. And I really didn't have much there, but I figured we should kind of...
I enclosed a packet what she sent out. It went out in yesterday's mail.
Okay. Yeah, the biggest issue I see is because there's nobody running opposed for this election, we're probably not going to get any ballots hardly at all returned, which means we won't make our quorum, which means we have to call a second meeting, which we have to pay for. And we probably still won't reach a quorum. So then we're going to have to discuss that with the lawyer to find out if we need to continue holding meetings or what we can do to resolve the issue.
That's something that should be in the bylaws, to get rid of the quorum. I mean, if one person...
You can't.
You can.
No, state law requires it.
If
you don't state a quorum in your bylaws, then the quorum is mandated. There's, I think it's a third. That's in the civil code. So unless you state a lower one, and I don't think we can go lower than what we've already done, I'm not sure, but there has to be some kind of a quorum, unfortunately. We can't eliminate it altogether, from what I remember.
Maybe when these go out, some people will send in their ballots and we'll have enough.
Well, I think it's going to be in our best interest for the board to send out a mailer just explaining to people, please return your ballot, even if all you do is check that it's just for the quorum, because without them, we have to spend more of your money on election than on votes.
And this will cost the Service Association another $2,000, which is 10% of our budget.
So please return them. I think that would be in our best interest to go ahead and do the...
Because I think the majority of the people don't even know it.
Right. They don't realize it, and because nobody bothers to read what's sent to them. They just, oh, I don't care. But if we send them a letter, maybe that will help. Maybe. Maybe we can get enough to reach a quorum.
Maybe those one or two extra that get sent in will help the quorum.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when there's nothing controversial on the ballot, then there's nothing returned.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
So, that's why sometimes it's good to have a controversy. even if you have to create it, it gets enough ballots to get something done. So, sometimes you have to actually create a controversy just to do that. But maybe if we send a letter out, that may help.
I'm sure we can stir up some controversy for you, man.
Yeah, it's too late to get it on the ballot now is the problem.
If they haven't gone out yet, have they gone out?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Too bad we can't just add that in there. Please.
Yeah, well, it's save one sending out. Yeah.
One mailing. Say, please send it in. If it's
something else that we'll have to look at as the board, we probably should get.
Well, I think she explained it.
Yeah, we should probably get a mailing certificate through the post office so we could actually put return postage on our envelopes, like for the ballots, without actually spending money for postage. You only get charged for what actually gets returned. Mm-hmm. But we have to get a postage permit from the post office to do that, which costs money. So.
It doesn't really help because one of our boards, one of the times we did it, we sent out stamped envelopes,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't get hardly any back.
Yeah, you may get one or two more is all.
I did not want to do that because it's very expensive.
Yeah, it is. That's why with the postage permit, it doesn't cost you unless they're returned. So that helps, but still there's a cost for the postage permit.
Well, so. These people, all that we do to try to keep this thing going, you'd think they could spend 50 cents to send back their...
You would think, but most people just are apathetic. They just don't bother. They don't get around to it.
And then there's people that spend $6.50 certified to mail in their payment.
And then we have to go to the post office to get it. Uh-huh.
That's unbelievable.
Well, that's the reason, because we get the same thing, too. And it's makes you happy. But... okay. Well, anyway, that's the only thing that I could think of about the election. I think everything's going fine, except that we probably won't get a quorum, and we're going to have to figure out how to deal with that and how to keep the cost down.
You just might be surprised.
Maybe.
Let's hope.
Okay. Yeah, let's hope.
Aren't you little Miss Pollyanna?
Yes.
And again, if we send a letter out, it may help. Maybe we can get enough people to return them.
Well, I'm hoping if these went out to people, I don't know if he mailed them to different people or not. I never get any of that stuff. But let's hope that people look at it and say, you know.
They're going to, because they've seen all his other crap that he sent out.
They're
going
to have to realize that.
But there's no opposition, so there's no
election. It's very obvious in there that it's
really no election.
That it's very discouraging stuff that didn't need to be shared with everybody.
Right.
I think people might realize that.
Okay, well, there's no action on that item, so that'll take us to number 8, discussion and possible action on annual meeting preparations and refreshments. Figured we'd leave a spot in here on the agenda for that so we could make sure we had everything.
So we're still going to go ahead with the barbecue, even though we're not going to be able to have it. We're going to feed you all.
Yeah, we'll feed you all.
Even if we don't have the meeting, at least we can eat.
Right.
Free food and free beer if a quorum is reached.
Yeah. You only get a beer if it's a quorum.
Yeah.
We'll
there
give
you
all
go.
Free beer and
free
wine.
Free beer if there's a quorum.
Yeah.
We did have us four ladies. You probably put in the name. So it's Audrey and Pat and Joan and I got together to plan the menu, and I have it here. You want me to read it?
No, just if we need to assign some stuff for people to get, we should just probably make sure we do that. I just want to make sure we had it all covered and give us an opportunity to get it done. I know, like I said, I'll make sure that we have sodas and water here. That's no problem.
Okay, so you remembered correctly.
Yeah, I always keep the refrigerator stocked, so I'll just overstock it a little bit.
Well, we have a fruit salad, from Joan, and potato salad from Pat, and Audrey's going to bring flavored water. I don't know what else to call it. That's what you volunteered for. I don't know what it is. I've not used.
Oh, the roar.
Yeah.
And then I'm bringing beans and basically it's hot dogs and hamburgers, potato chips and tortilla chips
and the condiments and
mm-hmm. yeah, all the condiments and yeah. stuff.
Do you want me to pick up a couple of cases of the individual bags of potato chips type stuff? If I can get a selection of those at Sam's Club. They come 50 to a box, so I mean, that a couple of boxes is plenty, and that
I think so
keeps
too.
You from having a bunch of bowls out there attracting flies.
All right. So you want to drink some chips, huh?
That way, if you don't
need
them, just
so should we just skip the dip then?
Yeah, we really should. Yeah. They don't need dip.
Yeah, because you're going to have flies and ants and bugs and.
Well, we had to worry about dip anyway because we had one was going to be salsa and the other one's going to be some kind of creamy and.
Let's just do creamy.
Yeah,
in the bags. Yeah.
Let's just do the bags.
But now, does somebody need to donate paper plates?
I've got plenty of that stuff.
Sure?
I keep, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got silverware, plates, all that.
Don't forget, I've got 75 glasses that I found.
Cups, yeah.
I used to do the entertaining of the rain when I was at the bar.
I actually have a box of hot cups. Those are leftover from that Eric
cold.
Had.
These are for the cold.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, okay, so I don't know what to do with them.
We have plenty of utensils then.
I can drop them off any place, wherever they want me to do it.
Do we need buns and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, that goes the hot dogs and hot dog buns. We figured 24 at the most. I doubt that may be too many, but we can
freeze or divide or whatever.
I was going to donate some chicken legs. I'll just put them in the smoker, smoke them, and bring them down.
Ooh, that's almost good.
Awesome. They are.
Okay. Well, I know I've got to go to LA Tuesday, so I can stop at Sam's Club. Actually, that's probably a little too soon yet, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll make it closer to the thing.
Well, we're also going to do a Costco
run. Do a fun run.
Yeah. A margarita lunch.
Yeah.
But I'll get the drinks and stuff because those keep and the chips.
Yeah. Okay.
And then. When we get closer, we can pick up buns and burgers and hot dogs.
Well, we can do that because
we'll do that. You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll do tri-tip. I haven't done one of those since the fire department days.
Oh, wow. Maybe we can do something like that as a celebration when we get through it all.
Let's see, we still have, a month before the election?
Yep.
Yes.
We can do tri-tip if you want. They had them on sale at Winco. They were like $3.50 a pound.
No. Along and with the
ephemera?
No.
Just instead. And for 24 people, you're talking 24 pounds roughly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot for.
That's close to $100 for the meat.
Yeah.
But
then you got to have stuff to go with the meat and everything.
Yeah, it's a little more prep work and all that too.
Yeah.
But.
Now, personally, I think we ought to stick with the simple.
Okay.
Maybe next year, people are a little more enthusiastic.
And maybe we can get it to be more of a fun event and get people to show up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got enough stuff then?
Yeah.
We've pretty much got it covered?
Yeah, we went through it.
Okay. That sounds good.
We were going to do chicken legs. I got them down.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's a no action item we just discussed.
Yeah.
So that'll take us to 9, discussion and possible action to establish amount of and policy for assessment of late penalties and interest. And that was left over from the meeting before and probably the meeting before that. But I actually had a few minutes this morning while I was running around in circles, and I put together one where if I can find it here. Ignore the first part, the first half of the page, because it was the explanation I had written a long time ago about how we're supposed to do it. What the legal stuff is. I got one extra if you guys want one down there. But then I wrote the policy, which is basically the assessment due date is November 1 of each year, and assessments are delinquent on November 15th. A late fee of 10% of the assessment due will be assessed on payments not received by November 30th. And interest will be assessed on any unpaid assessment balance remaining after December 1st at the rate of 1% a month or 12% a year. Application of payments, any payments received shall be first applied to any remaining assessment balance, then to any penalties, interest, or fees. And that's out of the civil code, basically. We could always assess the late fee sooner than that, but I figured give them a little bit of a grace period.
How much?
Well, that gives it till the end of the month. They're due on the 1st, and if they're not paid by the end of the month, then the assessment...
Yeah, but we send it out in August.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that's a huge...
Yeah.
But there's always delays in the mail, and you know everybody's going to have an excuse if we give it right on the 15th. That's the only reason I would say the 30th. And that makes it the end of the month anyway, which makes it easier for an accounting standpoint. You don't have to worry about it in the middle. But it can be done anyway. It doesn't really matter. So either whichever way the board feels they want to assess them, I put it in here at the end of the month. To me, it sounded the simplest. And then the following day is when you start the interest as well. But I figured this is basically, I think, what we've been doing. It's just this puts it in writing. So if anybody has an issue with it, well, here it is.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever charged interest.
Yeah, we never have. We've never had interest. It's always just been the percentage.
I mean, we've always said,
okay.
But yeah, we never have.
Yeah.
Even on the liens, I don't think that it was.
No, we never did any. We never did interest on anything.
Yeah.
Because that involves a lot of stuff in this.
No, it's not that hard.
No.
It's really not that difficult to assess it. I can set up an Excel spreadsheet that'll do it for you. It's not that hard.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, we can, I mean, it adds up. It's more money. But anyway, I mean, we don't have to. There's no requirement that we assess interest. It's allowed.
We've never let anybody know that we're going to be doing interest, so I don't know.
Well, when we adopt the policy, we'll send it out.
Well, it does say in the liens.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does.
That it's 12%.
And it says it in our declaration, too.
Okay. Yeah. I guess it's been a long time since I read it.
No, it's in the declaration.
Okay. I just know we've never done it. I guess that's why.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to. I mean, we can take that out of there. But personally, I would leave it in there and I would start assessing it. But again, if we adopt these...
Is that an interest monthly?
Yeah, you apply it monthly. Yeah, it's 12% a year, which is 1% a month.
So we each month you can't even get 1%. The late fee now.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So yeah.
But it encourages people to pay because it keeps adding up if you don't.
Well,
otherwise, once you
read our book, we have a lot of people who don't care.
But once you assess the late fee and you don't assess anything else, well, why should I pay now? I'll wait till next year, and then they forget about it next year too because you're not adding any more charges to it. But if there's interest on it every month, they have an incentive to pay.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Now, would we have to send monthly statements?
Nope. You don't have to send a statement for interest. You just keep putting it on there.
Except they won't know how much they owe then.
Well, they can call.
If they're interested to pay at all, they're going to get a hold of somebody to find out.
And it'll be on their next year's statement when we send it out.
Yeah.
You know, here's your balance due, and here's the interest. Yeah. But I think we should just to keep, again, it's an incentive for people to pay. Otherwise, their bill is just going to get bigger. But that's, again, that's my opinion. Everybody else, you know, voice your opinion. What do you want to do?
As long as I don't have to figure out the interest.
Yeah.
No, I can help with that. That's not a huge...
Well, it is to me. Because I'm not a math person.
That's real easy. Move the decimal point.
No, I think it should be charged. Everything else charges interest.
Yep. Yeah.
Sounds good at figuring it out.
I don't know. I sprayed scrubbing bubbles in my hair yesterday thinking it was hairspray, so I don't know if you want me doing your books again.
Oh, boy.
I mean, at our current...
Smell nice.
At our current charge of $120, it'd be $1.20 a month.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's $1.20 a month.
Yeah.
And if we get that spreadsheet, it'll be easy.
$14.40 a year.
Well, that's $14.40.
Yeah.
to the good, yeah.
Well, yeah, every... We need every...
Well, it's not so much to collect the money. Again, once you assess the late fee, yeah, they have no reason to pay because they already owe the late fee.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, every month, more is getting added to it. They still, yeah, have some kind of an incentive to write the check and put it in the mail instead of waiting until the next year.
Okay. We can try.
We can use the money sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
the more important, actually. Yeah. The interest isn't important. It's we need the money sooner, not later.
Yeah.
We have spent, you know, to me it seems like a lot of money we've had to spend already because of signs and stuff, but we had to have them, mm-hmm, and they're necessary. So we got them, and now we won't have to do that again next year.
Well, I'm not sure what it's going to cost there on by Horseshoe Lane, but... That's going to be a big cost to us.
That's going to be a big cost, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to take up a good chunk of our,
yeah,
funds to fix that drainage.
But it is necessary, you know.
It's all necessary.
I didn't really think it was, yes, all that necessary until it was thoroughly explained to me because, I, like I said, that's not my field.
It's all necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not my field of interest, and I didn't realize how the water was going to run and pull up our road, and we'll be back to dirt roads. But,
mm-hmm,
I know in the heat that it expands that the stuff we have out there. It's not pavement, but
the road,
asphalt.
Road stuff. Yeah,
yeah. So road stuff. Yeah,
it's road stuff.
Road stuff.
Well, does anybody want to adopt a policy, or do we want to look at it some more and think about it, or what's the board's pleasure?
I think it sounds pretty good to me. It's a start on something different.
Is that a motion to approve it?
Yes, okay. I approve.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay, we have a policy. Now we can go to the next one. Discussion of possible action to establish policy of past due assessment payment plans. Joan mentioned
yeah,
that we don't...
Yeah, there's a copy in the packet.
Okay,
yeah.
And I made some extras if anybody wants them that way, instead of having to look for it.
You got to quit doing my job, Randy.
That's okay. I'm just trying to be prepared. We both have it. That way there's plenty of them around. And basically what this...
Did you want one?
Do you have one?
Yep. It was just a matter of...
You should have gotten all the papers. She comes all the time.
Of having a policy on how, on the delinquent assessments and what we do when somebody wants a payment plan. Because they're, you know...
Some of these people...
The law says if we have a payment plan, you know, we have to have some kind of a policy for it, obviously. So I drafted this based on the civil code and what... Part of it's also based on what the water code does to us for having some kind of a policy for payment plans as well. And I drafted this one. I can just go ahead and read through it real quick. Request for payment plan is number one, an owner other than an owner of any interest described in section 1212 of the Business Profession Code, which basically is a bank. If a bank holds a note, they're not an owner as far as this is concerned. May submit a written request to meet with the board to discuss a payment plan for the delinquent assessments. That's right out of the civil code. Board shall meet with the owner in executive session within 45 days of the postmark of the request. If the request is mailed within 15 days of the date of the postmark of the notice required pursuant to section 5660 of the civil code, unless there's no regularly scheduled board meeting within the period, in which case the board may designate a committee of one or more directors to meet with the owner. That's out of the civil code, and what that's based on is if we send a notice to somebody that we're going to put a lien on their property, then we have to also tell them that they can meet with the board to discuss a payment plan. They have 15 days from the date we send them their notice to send us the notice they want to meet. As far as anybody that we're not sending a letter to, telling them we're going to lien their property, but they just want to meet with us and discuss a payment plan, we don't have to comply with any of the days notice in here or anything. We just tell them, sure, no problem, come meet with us. But this is out of the civil code to cover that in case we do have to, you know, in case we send somebody a lien notice, this is the part that affects that. Then three is amortization of delinquent assessments. Solely at the discretion of the board and upon approval of the written request of the member, board may offer a member asserting an inability to pay for delinquent assessments a 12-month amortization plan. So if somebody says they can't afford to pay, but they would like to make a payment arrangement, we can give them, at our discretion, a 12-month payment plan. Upon board approval of the written request for amortization, a written amortization plan will be entered into, that should be written amortization plan agreement. Will be entered into between the association and the member. Payment plans may incorporate any assessments that accrue during the payment plan period. Additional late fees shall not accrue during the payment plan period if the owner is in compliance with the terms of the payment plan. So basically, we'll give them a 12-month payment plan. Because they will have another assessment due in that 12 months, we can incorporate that assessment into the payment plan. Basically, in other words, double their payment. Instead of it being $10 a month, it would be $20 a month. So that way, at the end of it, they'll have paid the next assessment as well, and they're current. So, yeah, so they're paying both assessments at the same time. And that way, they're current at the end of it. So they're starting fresh. Compliance with plan. The member must comply with the amortization plan and remain current in subsequent assessments due and any additional charges, fees, fines, or penalties incurred during the duration of the plan. Member may not request further amortization of any subsequent unpaid assessments or other fees while paying delinquent assessments pursuant to an amortization plan. Payment plans shall not impede on association's ability to record a lien on the owner's separate interest to secure payment of delinquent assessments. In the event of a default on any payment plan, the association may resume its efforts to collect the delinquent assessments from the time prior to entering into the payment plan. That's out of the civil code. So it doesn't stop us from doing a lien. It just says that we won't go any further to collect until they default on the payment plan, if they default. If they pay it, then they're clear. But if they default, though, we don't have to go back and start all over with the lien process. Mm-hmm. We pick it up where we left off.
Okay. So
it's as simple a plan as I could put together and still try and put the civil code stuff in there to make sure that we're compliant so we don't forget the civil code exists. Anyway, we can adopt it or we can study it or we can do whatever, but because it is the end of the year coming up and we may have somebody wanting it, I think Joan is right. We need to put it in writing. That way we make sure it's the same for everybody and we don't have to try and, what did we say last time?
Right.
Any kind of policy, we should write it down.
Oh yeah, I really should be in writing anymore.
Yeah. It's just easier. It takes the headache out of it next time.
Yeah. We tried a very remote type of plan like that. We had people, we asked them, how much can you afford to pay? You know, you tell us what you'll pay by the month until you're paid up. And we got a couple of payments out of it, and then they quit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's normal. And that's where we kind of have to say, this is what we want you to pay. Because if you leave it up to them, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, well, when they were hard up, they didn't have much.
Right.
They said,
okay, no, I know.
You know, we don't want to hurt you. We need to have our payment. And they signed it, an agreement, which
yep.
they didn't agree to or did not.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, it's up to the board if somebody would like to adopt it or if we want to study it some more.
It looks like it would work. Looks like a good idea. I think that they should go out to people, everybody, so they can read this and they can see.
We have to send an end of year list of things that we have to give everybody.
Yeah.
And we can include these with that.
I think we can include this.
Yeah.
So they know where we're coming from. Also let them know that there's going to be interest.
And that we can put it on the website as well, because that doesn't cost us anything.
Yeah.
And it makes it easy for people to go and find this stuff. In fact,
what about Facebook? Sorry, can't help myself.
Are you volunteering? I don't do Facebook, and I have no intention of starting. I have too many other things.
No, I was joking.
I know.
Carl,
no, I know. I know.
That was so funny.
I know. Yeah.
No, Brian tried Facebook, and nobody was interested. So.
No,
and very few people even bother with the website, but
right.
it's there.
Right.
And I think a lot of our things that we have to send out every year, I believe, I'll go back and double check in the civil code, posting them, I believe, satisfies it. We just have to send them the link.
Yeah.
So a lot of this stuff, instead of sending 30 pages of paper, we can send them here's the list, and here's where it is. And you can go look at it at your pleasure or download it at your pleasure.
Be included and another thing.
We'll send it in that annual notice. Here's where you can find all these policies. And that might get people to actually look at the website where they can see the rest of the information.
Yeah.
Instead of saying we never tell them anything.
Yeah, we're trying to tell them everything.
Right.
Trying to get it out there anyway.
Well, but we also have to send out the, everybody hates it, but it's the law, it's the code, the ownership update, addresses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I did take your advice and I put a little box that if nothing's changed, just check this box and send it back.
Yeah. And is there a specific time when we have to do that, or we just send it with the rest of our annual?
It's supposed to be at the first of the year, so we...
Okay, so we can do it with the annual statement.
Yeah,
so, because that, we'll probably put on the next agenda that we need to start work on that, because we do have to send out a whole stack of information every year. Which, and again, most of it is, we're putting it on the website, like our insurance paperwork, that kind of stuff, it's there. So we just have to tell them where to find it. Okay, well,
okay,
we want to adopt this one?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Okay, I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay. Number 11 is discussion of possible action to approve the drainage improvements at Sand Canyon just north of Horseshoe, but it sounds like we're not ready for an approval at this point because we're kind of reevaluating.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, we want to finish writing a proposal, give it to three contractors.
You get some estimates, yeah.
And then give us the prices and their recommendations, and then that will be presented to the board to approve. That will be the plan on the work there.
I like doing work with volunteers. The problem is you always run out of volunteers. And I think that we just have to get in the habit. We know we're going to have to pay to have things done because it's too much work.
With the design that we had, and Carl's telling me that he's going to lay 400 bricks and we're going to get 400 concrete cinder blocks from Home Depot, and we're going to carry them back here, and we're going to unload them, and we're
going to...
No, I said, and what happens when something happens to Carl?
Yeah.
Nobody is capable of doing that work.
For future reference, too, if we need to do a bunch of block work like that, we can go to Desert Block and buy seconds. And they're about half the price of Home Depot for seconds. But again, you have to go and pick them up and bring them back. But they sell the seconds there. I've done that. And what it is at the end of each batch, whatever's left over, the color isn't going to exactly match the next batch.
Mm-hmm.
So then they have the leftovers and they pile them all up. And
like,
so
you don't care.
They're all perfect blocks. They're just slightly different colors.
What we'd like to do is eliminate the block wall, have them pour a foot in, 1 foot wide, 3 foot deep, to go along there with the rebar in it. And then the rebar will be curved and bent and go across the road. A metal mesh will go on top of the rebar, and then a 6-inch slab will be poured on the road. That is the general plan. Now, if I was to bring Oscar out here, show him that plan, and he tells me, Bill, you're full of it. That don't work. Well, I'm going to listen to the man that tells me, and I'll tell him, tell me what revisions are needed and quote it accordingly and try and get everybody to quote accordingly.
Yeah.
It relieves us of the responsibility. The people that put in the crossing call on Sand Canyon, Georgia's Folly, I thought they did great work. The only complaint we ever had was from Liz. Liz didn't understand you can't go through there at 45 miles an hour.
45 is slow.
Slow down.
Yeah. And then I had people who lived there say, we are so appreciated that it was done like that because that slowed down every vehicle from just whomping through there. So I think we can get some good bits.
How wide, were you still going to try and do 20-foot wide concrete through there? You know, all the way across the road, but 20-foot long?
Well, Carl's got down 30-foot, but I'm going to see what we can do to narrow that down for cost.
Yeah, well, the problem
is the thing they did when they put the concrete wash on Sand Canyon, they put two big curbs with a gap in between, so the water always went in the center of the... We did not allow for that in our drawings right now, but I think that's the thing that we need to get done, and try and channel that water right down the middle.
Yes.
Straight over the other side and on its course.
Yeah, I would raise the wall up about 10 inches, 8 to 10 inches above the road.
Have it built the way they did the other one.
Yeah, something similar to that.
Yeah. If you go and look at it, you can see what they did to channel the water.
Right.
And that will work real good for us.
And it might limit how much concrete you need to put in, rather than put 30 feet.
Yeah, they might be able to narrow it down, and then take a tractor and put like a 3-foot earthen berm pulling towards the middle to make sure that water only goes in one area.
If you put 30 foot of concrete in there, I think that you'd end up having to go about 10 inches thick to keep it from breaking up with the traffic.
The major reason for work on that road, if anybody asks, the water that is coming down the creek bed is buckling the asphalt, and eventually all the asphalt is going to lift up. That is a major road in our association, so the repair that we do, I call a lifetime repair. We're not going to ever go back there again and do anything.
Hopefully.
Now, Oscar built a great wash on Horseshoe Lane. I like the work that Easton did on Sand Canyon, so if we get bids from both of them, we should be in good shape. But once again, we got to have it in writing, we got to have proposals, and we got to have a board presentation and let the board approve it. I would think that next year's board should be the board that approves it. If they're going to be spending the money, let them approve it. But if we have it ready to go in January, it makes things easier.
Yeah. Well, and next year's board's only going to have one different board member, so it's not going to be a whole lot of change.
Right.
Unless somebody shows up at the meeting and gets appointed.
One thing that you didn't bring up, Bill, when you were talking about the road crew, road committee, which I forgot to, was we need to do that drainage ditch across Fernhill.
The what now?
The drainage ditch across Fernhill.
Well, what I was told on Fern, that Randy was going to come out there with a big vehicle and remove the rocks that stick up in the road.
Well, he's going to pull that pipe out.
I was going to get that concrete and that pipe out.
20 foot wide, we got to do something about the stuff that sticks up.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard we're going to do something.
Yeah. I'll be happy to.
After it's done, I'm going to put a water trench across Fern, basically to screw everybody up in the neighborhood and so
slow them down. Slow them down. To slow the traffic.
A word on the neighborhood association. The lady likes to walk around with a gun on her hip and threaten people. She has told UPS they're not allowed to use that road, and it's a county road. I have people who own property up there. She doesn't like them using their property, so she strings cables across with padlocks. They are already making her take down an illegal gate, and so she just went to the route of the cables. She denies knowledge of everything. She wears a firearm, and she makes threatening gestures. I know for a fact that ATF, that she is not allowed to have a firearm, period. There is a subpoena in court that went against her for a mental condition, and therefore she's not allowed guns. Yeah.
Well, I don't think any of that's any thing for us.
But the sheriff doesn't care. The sheriff told us right there, he don't care.
That's not anything that the association should get involved in, so we're not going to...
No, but I'm saying, if you're working out there doing something and she shows up, just ignore her.
I'm not worried about that. As long as we're working on our side of the road, we're fine. But yeah, I'll get that post out of there and that concrete out of there so we don't have anything sticking up to hurt anybody's tires. And
we need to get those rocks down.
We'll make sure that it's a 20-foot access for the fire truck. And I know
the monument mark is to put in on.
Yeah. Now, I know down below, we've got the one spot where the culvert goes across the road, and it's only 17 feet there. But because of the expense of widening it, I don't see there's any reason to do anything about it. It's not uncommon on rural roads to have a one-lane bridge. So that's what that is. That's a one-lane bridge. And we'll leave it at that for the time being. But we will strive to make all of our roads a minimum 20 foot.
I was just going to say, none of our roads are legal 20 foot, are they?
A lot of them are 20 foot wide.
Yeah.
But there's places where there's culverts and things where they aren't.
Yeah.
And that's the way they were built. But, you know, the current standard is a minimum 20 foot for fire access.
Very few people drive Horseshoe Lane legally. The speeds that are on that road are unbelievable. I have the concrete wash at the end of my property that Oscar put in, and you can hear people's vehicles go, wow, wow. I mean, it's just, how can you drive that fast? You're home.
Why do you
want to? It's where you live. You don't need to kill yourself with 100 yards to go to the house.
Yep. Okay. Well, we'll no action on doing the drainage improvements. We'll try and get some more paperwork together and get some quotes on having it done, since it looks like we're going to come up short on volunteers for that. And I figured we would. It's a big project.
Well, Angel has a device, operates on compressed air and water, and you can blow a hole out in no time in hard dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that he will help us with putting the monument markers in with that. He has stated he will, but the tirades about Fern,
yeah,
I don't know sometimes what he's going to do.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that nasty tirade is directed towards me.
Well, we'll try and appease people and get it smoothed out. Do we have any requests for future agenda items?
We at some point have to get serious about tracking down missing owners. I mean, we've got the return to sender going back 10 years.
So, how do you do that?
Well, we can buy a subscription to a...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can look them up. If you want to give me a list, I'll look them up for you.
Okay.
I'll get the current...
I've done what I can on just the regular internet.
No, I can get you. I can get whatever the current information is if it's changed.
If they pay their taxes, we did that too, and we came up with the same empty. So you may
they're probably the same. Yeah,
because we did pay for that.
Well, I can look them up. I've got access to it, so I can look them all up for you. That's no problem.
Because I know one owner is deceased, and I don't know if he has heirs.
Yeah. Well, we'll get the latest tax information. That's the only thing that we can really do.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That Golan that you gave me to mail out. Samuel Golan, he lives on Paintway. I'm in 153, he's in 154. I know what my address is, but I don't know what that address is going to be. I don't know if it goes across the street and back and forth, or if it's, I'm 11709, he might be 11708 or 7.
Well, when I look them up, I can put that down too, what their property address is, if any.
I just noticed you got yours unknown, but I do know
that. But I can get that information as well. It's time consuming, but it's not that terrible.
I know, I've been trying to do a list of the APN and the ATN, and what a mess.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the ATN.
Some of them have two different ones, and some...
I would just get the APN.
Like the one on Fern. Oh, I was looking, I forget what I was looking for. So I entered the address, and I think it was the APN, or I can't remember which number it was, but it comes up for a different address. It came up for a Horseshoe address.
Kern County's systems are notoriously inaccurate. They have a lot of mistakes in them.
But it shows the picture of their home on Fernhill.
Yeah.
So we have that new sign, so maybe we better not put it up just yet.
But no, we can, you know, I'll look them up for you. Let's just give me a list.
Alrighty.
Not a problem.
Gosh, I hate to put that new sign up and have it.
When we start talking about funds that we need, one year we received a grant to lay blacktop on Morgan Lane. That was brought to a screeching halt with the lawsuits we had with John Carrasco over the existing blacktop roads.
Yeah, we didn't have any.
If we apply for another grant to do Morgan Lane qualifies because we have 10 people that live on Morgan Lane, and a lot of other people who use Morgan Lane for access to their property, so that road is legal. But if we do it, we need to have $20,000 in the budget just dedicated to the blacktop, so that when they give us the road grant, if the project comes to $57,000, we got to pay the $7,000, they'll pay the $50,000. Last year, when we failed on the project, we didn't have enough money due to the increase in oil prices. The asphalt went up, and we couldn't pay for everything. So when we do a project in the future, there has to be money set aside to guarantee we can do that project.
And I can see it's going to be several years because this road crossing is going to take it
down there again, because I was the one that got the project that didn't go through.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's things when we raise the association dues that we need to point out.
Mm-hmm. But it will be a while before we can get to that. Because because we have to do that crossing first.
Yep.
Because otherwise we'll have that road gone and have to do it again.
And we're going to have to do something to try and seal up all the cracks that we have in the existing asphalt, because it's going to fail if we don't get it sealed up.
Another thing, those cracks are so hard to work.
Yep.
I mean, we dedicated time to fixing cracks, and next year, what do you do? You didn't do anything.
I know.
Yeah. God, I busted my ass to fix that.
I know.
Yeah. I know. John Strogum used to go every single day and do that.
Yep.
It's not mine, it's fun.
But overall, I think the roads are, the blacktop is in a better condition. The volunteer work that Randy did on fixing all the holes for us on Sand Canyon really helped. We haven't done much work this year, basically because he filled all the holes. But
well, there's a couple.
We got a few that we should get to.
When they reappear, we will be fixing them.
Yeah, there's a few we could do.
We have a couple up on Paintway, up toward Paintway that really need to be done. They're not deep, but they really need to be done. And I wasn't, I was in no hurry to get those done because we had serious ones, and this one are just inconvenient ones.
Yeah.
Because you have to go around them, and if anybody's coming up the hill, you want to be very careful.
And I'd sure like to see road base go on the dirt roads, you know.
Now we'd like to see that. That's going to be down the line.
Well, if we have nothing else, we can have a motion to adjourn.
That's it.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
And I'll second. What time is it?
It is 10:13.
You got a clock.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody kept asking for one.
Yeah, well, I told you I was going to get you one. I couldn't find one.
Yeah. I thought he was.
Well, that was funny because that's what I brought up at a water company, and I said, we've got to get a clock in here. I'm always looking for the clock up there. You know, that's a good place to.